Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to shout out to those of you listening here to the broadcast in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Ireland and Spain, Canada. I want to welcome you also. The Netherlands and the United Kingdom, welcome. And to every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast, I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. If you have any questions, I will do my best in the Lord Jesus to help answer it for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes out of respect of the duration of the broadcast. And if you have any questions on how to obtain copy of the messages, I will get that to you also. Once again, I do realize that there are some of you who are listening who say, I do have a question. I do have a prayer request, but I just don't like saying it over the air. Not a problem. Contact me at Nathaniel Hunt, 1971 at gmail.com. That's Nathaniel Hunt. 1971 at gmail.com, and I will do my best to get back to you on that note. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you who don't mind, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we're grateful for another blessed day in Christ Jesus that, Lord, you have seen fit for us to come together and assemble again. Dear Lord, we come before you and make this petition again that your spirit will be with us as we go into the word of God. Father, I pray that every soul, every heart that is looking for truth shall find it in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we thank you and we glorify you because you're worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Now, we are on the Midnight Cry, Redeemed from Sin, Part 2. And we have been looking at how that Jesus, in the plan of redemption, amen, in the plan of redemption, what he did was that one of the things he did was he came to deliver us from that which would distress or harm us. Or in other words, he came to, as Webster defined, extricate or help us overcome that which is detrimental. And that thing which was is detrimental is sin, okay? It is sin. Hallelujah. And we have been looking at that. We first look at witnesses from the Bible. We was looking at, first off, what Paul had to tell us about sin when he said that the wages of sin is death. And that what makes it so dangerous and harmful to us is because of what it could bring. From there, we went and we looked at what John the Revelator had to tell us about how we was washed, and John the Revelator let us know that Jesus came to cleanse the whole person, spirit, soul, and body, and that we were washed from our sins, not washed in our sins, okay? So Christ came to deliver from our sin. In fact, we saw in Matthew, where Matthew recorded that an angel of the Lord in the dream told Joseph that Jesus was to come to redeem his people from their sin. So we come to understand that Jesus came to redeem us from our sin. He came to help us overcome sin, okay? And that's very important to know because there are some people out there who may be committing stuff, different acts that they know is wrong, especially that they know God calls a sin. And it seems like it's so overwhelming. And you're at a point where you said, man, I don't even like doing this. I'm just going to give up. It seems there's no help. Well, that is not true because Christ came to redeem you from sin. Amen. And with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can overcome sin no matter who you are. Amen. See, that's part of the good news, people. Hallelujah. You know, I said it before and I say it again. You know, sometimes people, you know, is committing sin and they having, quote, such joy. And they, You know, you talk to them about repenting, they, I'm all right, I'm okay. But here's the thing I come to understand about sin. It come at a, they're going to come a point where, in a sense, with many, it's going to become grievous, okay? It's not going to carry the, quote, same kind of joy it did, like when you first did it. You know, like, for example, people that get high off crack and cocaine. And I talked to a minister who was a former cocaine and crack user before he got saved. And he, one thing he said, you never get that high like that first high. He said, one of the things that keep driving people on drugs, to keep taking crack and cocaine, he said they trying to reach that first high that they got when they first started taking. He said, you never reach that high no more. Okay? And see, with sin, you may have started off as doing it and you think it was something great and marvelous, but now, to many of you, it's becoming grievous. It's like now you're just doing it, and, you know, and it doesn't bring you no joy. In fact, it's starting to annoy you and aggravate you that you're doing it. Amen? And you may be thinking to yourself, well, there ain't no way I'm going to come out of this. There ain't no way this thing going to have me forever. No. Okay? Jesus came to redeem you from sin. Amen. We don't have to stay captive to sin, people. If we would turn to Jesus, he can help us overcome it. Amen. Now, the last thing I spoke with you guys about, I came from the other book, The Other Witness of the Works of God, a book called The Record of Nephite. And in The Record of Nephite, I read to you about a witness, a man of God named Abinadi, who testified about what Jesus would do before Jesus walked this flesh also. You know, just like the angel of the Lord in the Bible, what we read in Matthew 1, he testified of what Christ would do before Christ came in the flesh. He was still in the womb, okay? And so Abinadi, who was a man of God over here on this continent during the prehistoric times, talking to the people of God over here, let the people know that Christ, amen, that Jesus Christ, our Lord, before he even came, would come in the flesh, was to come to redeem the people from their transgressions. You hear that? Hallelujah. To deliver his people from the transgression. Sin does not have to have a hold on your our lives. It don't have to. Okay? Now, if you want that sin, God is not going to take it away from you. You just going to reap the consequences of it. Amen? But we don't have to be enslaved to sin. Okay? We don't have to be enslaved to sin. Glory be to God. Now, I want to read another scripture out of this Nephite record book, another witness. Amen? In this Nephite record. Amen? And who is going to witness to the same thing? And this man of God was named Amulek, okay? And he's speaking to a man, an unbeliever, a man named Zizron. Now, once again, this is recorded that this is spoken before Christ will come in the flesh. Remember, I said to you guys many times, when the Lord does something in the earth, he always have himself witnesses, okay? Even before he manifested the thing, he had witnesses. For example, when God tell you he's going to do something in your life, the first thing he do is plant a seed, okay? And he has witnesses, okay? You being one of them, if he tell you straightway, and then someone else if he reveal it to it also. But he have himself witnesses. Now, here, this man of God called Amulek, I want to read to you what he said. Now, once again, this is what he's saying about the Lord Jesus Christ, what he would do even before he came in the flesh. Now, I want to read to you what it says, okay? Zizron said unto him, or to Amulek, thou sayest there is a true and a living God. But, and Amulek said, yeah, there is a true and a living God. Now, Zizron said, is there more than one God? And he answered, no. Now, Zizron said unto him again, how knowest thou these things? Okay? And Amulek said, an angel have made them known unto me. And Zizron said again, who is he that shall come? Is it the Son of God? And Amalek said unto him, yea. And Zizron said again, shall he save his people in their sins? Now listen to the way he worded. Shall he save his people in their sin? And Amalek answered said unto him, I say unto you, he shall not, for it is impossible for him to deny his word. Okay. Now Zizron said unto the people, see that ye remember these things, for he said that there is but one God. Yet he said that the Son of God shall come, but he shall not save his people, as though he had authority to command God. Okay. Now Amalek said unto him again, behold, thou hast lied, for thou said that I spake as though I had authority to command God, because I say he shall not save his people in their sins. And I say unto you again that he cannot save them in their sins, for I cannot deny his word, and he has said that no unclean thing can inherit the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, how can ye be saved except ye inherit the kingdom of heaven? Therefore, ye cannot be saved in your sins. So, he was letting him know that Jesus was not going to come to save the people in their sins. So he must have come to save the people, what? From their sins, not in their sins, okay? The Lord wants to deliver you. He's already set it in motion, but he wants you to walk in deliverance from the sin, not while you in the sin, okay? In other words, you got to want to stop committing that act in order for you to walk in the deliverance that God has already planned for you in the plan of redemption to be delivered from that. You understand what I'm saying? See, that's what, you know, people miss. They think that many of them know. Let me put it to you this way. Many of them know the things that they're doing is wrong. They know it. They even know that it's a sin. And they like doing it and want to keep doing it, okay? And then they get up and say, well, you know, I need help with this thing, and Lord, I need you to help me. Guess what? The Lord can only help you when you really want to be helped. And if you ask for help, that means you got to do something too, okay? Not keep on doing what you got to do to commit the thing, okay? You get what I'm saying? See, there are many pulpits who are not fully explaining this to people, okay? They're not fully telling people this. And they're letting people think that they're okay in their sins and that the Lord is going to do something for them while they're in their sins. But he can't deny his own work because he said, no unclean thing is going to inherit the kingdom. So you got to be saved from your sins and be made clean in order to inherit the kingdom. He cannot save you in your sins because you still remain filthy. And then you can't inherit the kingdom if you're still in the filthy spirit. You get what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. Now I want to read a scripture to you from the Midnight Cry, the word of the Lord. Jesus Christ sending his message through his angel, the Elijah. Amen. Modern day word that he's given today. And as I shared with you guys before, there are some of God's people think that God does not speak today. Amen. They act like the Lord Jesus is dead. Okay. You talk to some of them and they would tell you in a heartbeat. Well, we know Jesus spoke back in the days of Moses and Peter and all that, but he done all the speaking he's going to do. Says who? Okay. You don't read that nowhere. In fact, in the Bible, you read that in Hebrews 13 and in Malachi, 3, the Lord tells us he don't change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that means if he spoke to his people back then, he's telling you he would speak to his people today. So where is people getting this thing that Jesus, he did all the talking he did back in Peter and Paul and David and Moses day, but they ain't talking today. Says who? Only one understanding it is you. And the Lord don't agree with you. He said he is the same So that means what? He don't change. So he's telling you, if I spoke to Moses, David, Peter, Paul, then I would speak today because what? I don't change. Okay? Now, in the message called 106 Message, the Lord sent this out November 25th, 1989. Boy, that's the year I graduated from high school. In fact, this comes a few months after I graduated. And I want to read to you one of the verses that he said in this 106 message. He said, remember the Lord Jesus Christ is the truth, the way of life, and salvation. Did you hear that? Not Buddha, not Elijah Muhammad, not your granddaddy, your grandmama, not your best friend, not your so-called, as you say, idols, not your favorite sports figure, none of them, not Deacon Jones, not Pastor Joe, none of them. Jesus is the truth, the way of life, and salvation. Get this, he says, deliverance from all sin, not some sin. Did you hear that? Amen. But from all sin. See, he had to cut out the pride of some of his people. See, some of his people was committing certain acts and God delivered them. But then when they come across other people committing other kind of acts, they act like God can't deliver them from that. Okay? And just like, for example, if you had one person, he was a drunkard, getting drunk, committing sin. And God delivered him from that. But he come across a man that's an adulterer and think that he can't be delivered from that. You understand what I'm saying? So the Lord said deliverance from all sin. Homosexuality, God can deliver people. In fact, I have heard testimonies of people that were former homosexuals. The Lord delivered them. Okay? He did. I've heard testimonies of former drug addicts, drunkards, prostitutes, liars. The Lord delivered them. Okay? Amen. So Jesus is the way, the truth, the way of life and salvation. He is the deliverer from all sin. You, if whatever sin is you commit in your life, if you want to be delivered from that thing, Jesus is your man to turn to. Once again, not your pastor. Now your pastor can help you in the Lord. But the main thing pastor is supposed to be pointing you to is Christ. He has to give you Christ's words, not his own words, but Christ's words that's going to lead to your deliverance. If he don't do that, you're going to be in the same old spot, okay? No change. He goes on to say, no other way can mankind be saved in the life of the flesh, this life of probation only. Thus, mankind chooses this day where his destiny shall be in the hereafter. In the resurrection. No other way can mankind be saved. There's no other way, people. Now, you got some of the other religions, they hear me make that remark, they say, oh, you just narrow-minded. Well, you can call them whatever you want to call them. You know what? I'm going to go with the Creator. I'll take the Creator over you anytime, okay? I believe Jesus, since he's the Creator, I believe he know what he talk about. What you think? Now, some of you may, I don't believe that. Well, that's your thought. But I know he does. And if you fight against them, I'm just going to watch and see where they take you. But anyhow, I'm going to go with what he said. And he tells us there is no other way that mankind can be saved. Huh, glory to God. No other way, okay? Put the tarot cards down. Quit calling Dionne Warwick and friends for the psychics. Stop that stuff. That ain't nothing but curses. And turn to the true and living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who can deliver you from this sin that got you bound. Anybody, any of us, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He can deliver from all sin, all transgressions, all violations, all things we do that violate his word. He can deliver us from that, people. He have already set it up for our deliverance to be from that. Did you know that? That's how much he loves us, that he had already set it up, okay? He already set it up. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want to look at one more message. This is called the 63rd message. Now, in this 63rd message here, and remember I shared with you guys, I said, hey, angels of the Lord do not come on our appointment. Please hear me when I tell you that. Because if you're getting all your lip poked out, mad at God, and steam coming from your head because you asked him to send your angel on such and such a day, and then you ask him again, and then another day, another, and it never happened, you got to go back and study the word, because the word shows you that angels is not on our appointment timetable book. They come at the appointed time of the Lord. So when the angel visits you, you don't have to worry about going to Jesus and say, Jesus, you know what your angel told me last night? You ain't got to worry about Jesus saying, he came to you last night? I didn't know that. You ain't got to worry about that, okay? Because when they come, they're sent by the Lord. Amen? Now, in this 63rd message, he sent out January the 2nd, 1944. Word still valid today as the first day Lord Jesus sent it. Amen? And when he sent this word out, and the message said, yea, the day comes when all men will come to worship the Lord. When all men will come to worship the Lord. Okay? Now, understand who you're talking about, all men. These are all men that's going to accept him. Not just any all men. Okay? All men that's going to accept. All men that are saved. Okay? Lest his arm was shortened and they perish in their sin. He who is master of men would extend peace like a river and the glory of the faithful like a flowing stream. So would the Lord comfort. Did you hear that? Okay. The Lord's hand is known toward his own and his indignation toward the enemies. His hand is known towards his own. Okay. His own people are supposed to know the hand of the Lord. His hand of deliverance is known to his own. His indignation or his wrath or anger is toward what? His enemies. Okay? God's indignation or anger or wrath is not against his own people. Now, have his people made him angry? Sure hell. And he has to send the judgment. But overall, against his enemies especially, his indignation is out against them. Now, he goes on to say, he shall appear to your joy, and the nations shall come together to work peace among them, for the Lord shall roar from Zion, and the standard shall be established in peace, for all shall learn and speak their language, that language, loving all men. Moreover, in a day and at once, for Zion travaileth and shall bring forth her children. Amen. You understand that? Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you why I read that verse. Because remember, the Bible said the wages of sin is death. Here, the word of the Lord, Jesus said, yea, the day come when all men will come to worship the Lord, lest his arm was shortened and they perish in their sin. The word perish means to die. So the wages of sin is what? Death. He just said that they may live in their sin. They're going to survive in their sin. He said that they're going to perish in their sin. Without him, they will perish in their sin. Amen. Well, you can say amen, oh me, or I don't know, you know, it's up to you. But truth is truth, people. Amen. And my job, as well as others, is to lift up the standard of the Lord Jesus Christ to all that is listening. Okay? Not to take down to the enemy. Of course, like I told you before, the Lord dealt with me and said that the intensity against the Christians is going to be turned up. Rest assured, people, it's going to happen. You're going to find some is not going to be able to take it, okay? Because it's amazing how some people are comfortable in saying certain things about Jesus, acting a certain way, until they are confronted. Now, when they are confronted, and like I told you, you're going to be challenged concerning your faith in Christ. Not your faith in your car or your house or your husband or your wife. No. You're going to be challenging your faith about Christ. What, not only what he could do, but what he have done. Just like I'm going over with you guys about the plan of redemption here and Jesus redeeming. Well, you're going to have people confront you about that and say, hey, you believe what those people, them Christians over there saying that Jesus came to deliver us from this and from that? Okay, now, if you are scared, you're going to stop fumbling at the mouth. You're going to, you know, walk on eggshells. You know, like Joel Osteen, like he act like he was doing. You know, remember when Larry King Live and Larry King and Oprah Winfrey asked the question that can homosexuals go to heaven? You guys need to pull that up and look up on look at that interview and look at how he talked. He talked like he was trying to be very careful, you know. And see, other ministers saw that. Other ministers saw how he was acting. They, oh, man, you scared, man. You know. Take a lesson from that. Go back and pull up their interviews, especially the one he did with Larry King, and look at how he answered. And I pray that God will show you, okay? Because, listen, you're not going to just be in service jumping up and clapping and crying and saying Jesus is the head, he's the Lord of my life, ain't nobody better than him. And then you jumping and rolling on the floor, doing the leg kick front and back, and think that you ain't going to be confronted? Okay. If you think that way, either somebody misled you or the devil have been talking to you and you've been listening to him, because I'm telling you something. You're going to be tested. Your faith going to be challenged. That's what happened to the early church people. I'm talking about the faithful, not the people that start falling off. I'm talking about the faithful. The faithful was challenged concerning their faith in Christ. They was challenged in such a way that we have yet to see here in this country. Now, Christians in other countries is seeing it. Okay? They are going through the highest level persecution of the year. I'm talking about not just verbally. They are being physically persecuted, being beaten, killed, beheaded, thrown into prison, left to starve to death. All of that is going on over there, which, you know, we're not going to put that on CNN News, or we're not going to put it on Fox News. We're not going to let people see that, okay, because we ain't interested in that. Amen. That's the thought process of America now. And America has gotten to a point where she thinks that I don't need God, do things on my own. I don't need God. Well, guess what? She's finna find out. But to the Christians living here, as T.D. Jakes would say, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because it is coming. Okay? You better spend this time right now getting deeper in the word, getting more rooted in that word so you can stand, because I'm telling you, this is a word of warning now. Your faith is going to be challenged in such a way that if you ain't prepared, you're going to shake in your boots and you're going to give up. Now, I know y'all saying, oh, Brother Nate, stop that. I know I'm going to be direct and honest with you. I'm telling you what I know, not what I think. I'm telling you what I know, okay? Because your ultimate adversary, which is Satan, not only is he going to come straight at you, but he's going to be using people to come at you. You know, you got some Christians, they shame to confess the Lord even around their so-called secular friends. Did you know that? Are you one of them? They're ashamed to confess Christ. They'll start talking low. They say, hey, man, I heard you be going to that church, man. You believe in that Jesus they talking about? Huh? What'd you say? Speak up. Amen. I've seen it. Shame. Won't even say that. Won't even bring Jesus' name up. Just keeping Jesus out of all the whole conversation. And then when someone of their friends says something to them about Jesus, they don't want a too much answer. I've seen that, people. To you men, how would you like to have a wife that way? man come and ask, say, hey, that's your hub, and she stop, well, you know. Huh? What, same way with you, sisters? Well, how would you feel if you had a husband like that? Woman, number woman come to him and say, hey, is that your wife? He go, well, yeah, man. Yeah. You know, you're going to be looking like, okay, what's the problem? Okay. You don't want to confess me as your wife? Wouldn't feel good, would it? Well, we can imagine how Jesus feel when his, quote, his own is acting like that. That's why in this time before he returned, there are some things that's going to be going on this time. And when the smoke clears, you're going to see the for real from the fake, point blank. The Word of God supports what I'm telling you on that from the Bible. The Reverend Nephi, Word of the Lord, supports what I'm telling you. You're going to see the true from the false. See, some of you are saying, well, I just can't tell. You know, they, them church folks act the same like everybody else. I understand what you're saying. Don't worry about it. You ain't got much longer. You're going to be able to tell. Some of you, you can tell. Some of you have come across certain people you could tell. And some of them you can tell one really didn't know anything, okay? Period. Well, you can say amen to old me. Well, anyhow. But that's the truth, okay? Amen. And Christ came to redeem us from sin. Yeah, he did. He came to redeem us from sin. You know? So you, if you're around those people that know you doing that, no, and they say, man, you're going to be like this forever, man. You can't come out of this. That ain't what Jesus said. You know, Jesus didn't say that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. The more you walk with Christ, the group of people that you are hanging out with, they're going to start diminishing. Okay? I'm just giving many of you the heads up now. But when you're good pals, you know, start getting frustrated with you because you talking to Jesus stuff now. And he used to you doing certain things growing up, and now you speaking against it. Getting tired of you talking that way. And say, hey, man, you ain't fun no more, bro. And I don't even want to be around you. Don't. I'm trying to warn you so you won't be crying. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm doing my job now in the Lord Jesus Christ. And seeing this midnight cry, they've been sending through his angel messenger. It have not changed. He came to deliver from all sin. Not some sin, but from all sin. Okay? So those people that telling you can't come out of that stuff you're doing, they ain't Jesus, okay? That's not Jesus. That's them. And you know, some of them don't want you to come out of it. Because you do, they ain't got nothing else to talk about you about. You know that? Amen. Amen. They ain't got, you come up out of that, let Jesus put you on the road to deliverance. They ain't got nothing else to talk about you about. See, they hold, you know, some people just live to talk about other folks. And that's why many times they just want to find something bad on you. So, because, see, they can't find nothing bad on you. They can't talk about you. Not really. Not, let's put it this way. Not truthfully, they couldn't talk about you. You know that? And my brother Ronnie would say, did you know that? Okay. Because they wouldn't, you ain't getting them nothing to talk about. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of the Lord. I want to speak to perhaps someone that's listening now, and maybe you are an alcoholic. Maybe you've been drinking for years. And see, that's another thing with people. They think that because they've been doing it so long that there's no way they could stop. But let me tell you something, that they can't be delivered from that. Let me tell you something. Jesus said he delivered from all sin. And he didn't give a time frame, okay? He didn't say I delivered from all sin that you just been committed for like 2 days or for 2 months or 2 years. Listen, some of y'all finna come across people that you know been doing some no-no stuff for years, and they're going to receive the power of Jesus Christ and be delivered, and you're going to be shocked. Of course, you're going to be examining and looking at them further and see, oh, they finna slip up somewhere. And you're going to have to finally, after looking so long, going to have to say, man, they got to be delivered. Some of y'all may know some people that's so heavy on crack that they would steal your wallet out your hand with both hands on it, closed, okay? Closed in the wallet. They would take it out your hand, and you know how bad this person is. Watch, the Lord's going to deliver them out their drugs, and of course, you're going to be examining. Oh, I'm going to see what little crack hole now they finna be, because they finna mess up, and you're going to find out so long they ain't been dead. Now, you're going to say, man, this must be real. I knew him such a time. Man, he would steal anything. Okay. Amen. I am grateful to Jesus for his power. So I want to say that to those of you who listening, maybe you on alcohol, you're a drunkard, and you're tired of drinking. Because now it has become grievous to you. Now you're so addicted, you're just grabbing it because your flesh have grabbed you. It ain't bringing no joy or none to you. Well, guess what? You may be feeling like you've been drinking for 10, 15 years, 20 years, and you think that there's no way that I could come out of this. Well, guess what Jesus wants you to know? He came to redeem you from all your sin, including drunkenness. So, yeah, you ain't got to be, listen, you ain't got to be captive by alcoholism, okay? Now, some of you may say, well, you know, my daddy was an alcoholic and my granddaddy. Okay, but guess what? That's called generational curses. And still, a generational curse, the sins of the fathers passed unto the son that bring a curse, can be broken. That's what Jesus came to redeem us from. Okay? Amen. Oh, man. Hallelujah. See, once again, my job is to give you the word of God. That's what my job is, to give you the word. And in giving you the word, to let you know that Christ is speaking again in these last days. And you got so many people who think that the Lord don't speak today. And this is why when you talk to them about the Lord saying something in your spirit, that's why they're looking at you all funny. Like, what's wrong with you, man? You've been drinking, or, you know, ain't no Lord speaking today. That's the attitude. I'm talking about people that's in the church now. I'm not talking about the sinner, man. Most of the sinners, when you talk to them about something like that, most of they going to do is look. Many times they ain't saying too much. But them church folks, you know, the one that think they already know, if anything, if I had to say that's my biggest problem is dealing with the church folks, the people that think they already know. You get what I'm saying? So I'm very grateful to the Lord for such an opportunity that he has given today, given me to go into the word of God with you today. Amen. Because it's truly indeed a blessing to be able to do such a thing as that. To go into the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. I want to pray right now for anyone that's listening. Maybe you're having that alcoholism problem. Father, I pray for the soul that is listening today that was dealing with alcoholism. If they're not saved, I pray that they hear this broadcast. The way your word said, if that we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that he was raised from the dead, we shall be saved. I pray that they would say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I come repenting on my sins. I accept you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you were raised from the dead. Thank you for saving me, Lord. I pray that they pray that prayer and that they pray it with a sincere heart. And if they do, I know that they are born again. They're born again at the moment they pray that prayer. And Father, I pray that that work of the flesh, of drunkenness, and the influence of a demon spirit will cease right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping them overcome in the name of Jesus and delivering. Amen. Glory to God. I want to pray. Maybe there is someone out there listening. There is a decision. There's a great decision that has come your way that you have to make. And you're very disturbed because you don't want to make the wrong move. And you know that any wrong move can be very damaging or cause some major problems. So now you're kind of stuck. You don't know what to do, and you know that the time is drawing nigh for you to make this decision. The Word of God said, if you will acknowledge God before all your ways, that he would direct your path. Father, I pray for that person that's listening, that's going through this thing. I pray that they will fall on their knees and acknowledge you, that you are the all-wise one, that you may direct their path, that you may direct them in the answer that they need to give, to the direction that they need to go, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget, if you have any prayer requests, if you don't want to do it over the air, contact me, NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Once again, I do understand that there are some of you out there, perhaps, you know, you want to ask something, but you like, hey, you know, I don't like to speak, you know, in the open like that per se. And, you know, that's understandable. I understand, you know, that. So contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. Glory to God. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we humble ourselves this day before you, Almighty God, because you are Lord. And beside you, there is no other. And dear Lord, we ask today, Lord, that you would keep us and that you will water the seed that I've sown and bring forth the increase. For dear Lord, you're worthy to be praised and be glorified. And I pray that everyone that was listening to this broadcast was touched by the Spirit of God. Father, I pray that whatever answers they were seeking, that they have received it. I pray that you have spoken unto them by your Spirit. So, Father, I thank you. I praise you. I lift you up and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I thank God for another blessed day. And I know that it's been shorter than an hour, but this is what I had to come with at this time. Lord, say the same. I will be on another part of the series starting tomorrow. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Eliza message on the broadcast, Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.